In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. And a blessed and beautiful morning to everyone, especially as we celebrate the Dormition of the Virgin Mary, the falling asleep of the Holy Theotokos, one of the most beautiful feasts of the whole church year. Now, this event is not recorded in the Bible, but is found in other historical documents and liturgical texts and hagiographies, which is to say the lives of saints. And these preserve how Mary's Dormition took place. The Dormition is the remembrance and the celebration of Mary's earthly death. Now, if we are remembering her death, how can it be described as one of the most beautiful celebrations of the church year? How is it a celebration at all? Well, let's find out. Like all of us, Mary too grows old, and the body ages, wears out. And after traveling far and wide, Mary returned to Jerusalem to live out her final time in this world. And when the hour of Mary's death was approaching, she summoned the Apostle John, who had been her caretaker since the crucifixion. So he came to her. And by the prompting of the Holy Spirit, most of the apostles who were all over the empire preaching miraculously arrive at the hour of Mary's death as well. And then when Mary breathes her last, and when she dies, her body was engulfed in a bright light, and all the bystanders heard the song of angels. And the disciples and the mourners, they wept with both grief and joy at the sight and the sound. And they took her body and reverently carried it in procession to her tomb at Gethsemane. And when Mary's body was placed in the grave and the stone rolled in front of her tomb, the apostles and her friends, her loved ones, as was the custom, they kept an all-night vigil with prayer and singing. Now remember I said most of the apostles who were spread out over the empire had miraculously gathered together at the time of Mary's death. Well, Thomas did not arrive on time, but the following day, which is to say the day after, Thomas appears and asks for the opportunity to pay his respects and to venerate Mary's body. So they roll away the stone on the tomb and discover that Mary's body is gone. It has vanished. And this is a great mystery in the heart of the church. The apostles and the friends of Mary had been there the whole time. Now, when Christ ascended into heaven, there were about 500 witnesses. With Mary, there are no witnesses to what actually happened to her body. It was simply missing when they opened the grave one last time for Thomas to pay his respects. But in the heart and in the consciousness of the church, it is proclaimed that the Mother of God has joined her Son by ascending into heaven. It remains a beautiful and powerful and sublime mystery, this Dormition of the Virgin Mary. All of which, of course, answers the question, why is her death a beautiful celebration? It's a celebration because the grave is but a gate to her entrance and to her translation into the kingdom of heaven. Her death is a doorway to life, to eternal life. And there's another reason Mary's Dormition is a celebration. This event is not just a mystery of what happened to her, but it's a revelation. It reveals the gift that is given to all believers, to you and to me. And if you look at the icon of the Dormition, like the one in the center of the church, and I know most of you can't see it right now, but take a look when you come up later. Take a look when you get the chance. It's an icon, literally, of Mary's funeral. It's a funeral icon. Her body is laid out in an open casket. Friends and mourners are all gathered around. There's a priest offering incense with the censer. In the case of the icon, it's St. Peter. And there in the middle, Jesus invisibly takes Mary's soul, represented by a little baby. It's representative. Jesus invisibly takes Mary's soul into the kingdom of heaven. That's the icon of not only Mary's funeral, but every believer's funeral. If we were going to paint an icon of somebody's funeral, it would look almost exactly like this. When we die, our body is laid to rest, and Christ takes our soul to heaven. And even the mystery of Mary's body later ascending points to what will happen to each of us on the last day. Our bodies will be raised and be reunited to our souls, and we will be fully human and restored in the kingdom of heaven. And so death becomes a celebration because it's not the end, but it's an entrance. It's a gateway into life. And here's perhaps a very important part. If death is not the end, if life wins no matter what, then you have nothing to be afraid of. Nothing. In Christ, you can have a fearless life. A fearless life if death loses. And I don't mean fearless in the sense of don't wear a seatbelt or go play in traffic or jump off a cliff. You know, that's a reckless life. I'm talking about a fearless life. Fearless means to love unconditionally without fearing the pain and the betrayal and the judgments that might come with that kind of love. When life wins in the end, we can afford to love fearlessly. Fearless means to find joy even when life seems upside down. To know the love of God so deeply that we can feel joy even when we sorrow and even when we're afraid. Living fearlessly means to have and to show kindness and affection for those whom it is unpopular to be kind to. And who those people are for you or for me will depend on who my peers are and what my fears are. You know, no matter how old you are, no matter how old I become, there is peer pressure and internal pressure on who it's acceptable to be gracious to. Living fearlessly removes that pressure. Fearless means I can look out into the chaos of the world, its spiritual messiness. And more than just look, I can go out into the chaos of the world and its messiness. I can go into every corner of the world's darkness and find those nuggets of beauty and those glimmers of light and those moments of hope that would be lost if I stayed locked up because of fear. You can't imagine the Mother of God fearing darkness when she knew so clearly that life wins in the end, which is why she went fearlessly out into the world bearing witness to the love of her Son, Jesus Christ. She went into the darkness bearing his light. When we know, when we are certain that life wins in the end, we have no reason to live in fear. The Dormition of the Theotokos is a celebration, a confirmation that life wins in the end, that life is already victorious and fully accomplished in the person of the Virgin Mary, and therefore life is promised and being accomplished in each of us. And if death is not the end, if life wins no matter what, then you have nothing to be afraid of. In Christ, like Mary, you can live a fearless life. Amen. Amen.